Aldrin St. Pierre on Beyond the Headline.
It's 16 minutes after 5 o'clock. We're in conversation next with Protus Madlala, who's a political analyst. The nomination of Nomusa Dube-Ncube to take over as the Premier of KZN has been welcomed by many as it is seen as a step in the right direction, especially with regards to gender representation. She will be officially voted in later this month. Her nomination follows Sihle Zikalala's position 2 years. Her nomination follows Sihle Zikalala's position 2 years before the end of his tenure, or his resignation, rather. What do we know about Nomusa Dube-Ncube, and what does her nomination mean for the KwaZulu-Natal province? Protus, good afternoon, and thank you so much for making time for us. A former ambassador, now former MEC, coming into the premiership as the first female or woman premier in the province. What impact do you think this would have?
Well, certainly nothing. I think, with due respect, without casting any aspersions on her and her experience, I think it's an insult to our dear women. Because for the very same reason, why did Sihle Zikalala, if we are led to believe what the new leadership tells us, that they were on their knees begging him not to resign? Why did he finally resign and then let him go? Because he could see that he was going to be a premier with no authority, just warming up the seat and suffering humiliation, decisions taking around him without any power or authority. So I think it's an insult to this lady. And by the way, if she gets ultimately elected, she's probably going to be the face of the organization in 24 elections. And with the shaky ANC in KwaZulu-Natal, with this downtrend trajectory in terms of elections and losing wards and municipalities in KwaZulu-Natal, people are going to say, look, since the women took over, the ANC has lost the KwaZulu-Natal, which they took over. I think it was 2004 when Sibongiseni Ndebele became the first premier under the ANC.
And so you reckon that it has, even when we speak about the psyche of an ANC voter or even the psyche of a resident who lives in KZN, that having a woman in that particular position and having Nomusa Dube-Ncube in that particular position doesn't do anything to the psyche of that person?
Not at all. Let's play back what happened 3 weeks ago at the provincial elections. She did not even get the threshold or the vote of confidence from the threshold of branches so that she could stand to contest to the chairman of the province, to understand that when she ultimately publicly declined, she was almost embarrassed and almost in tears. Now, you put someone up there, now out of the blue, the very same person, you suddenly have a confidence in her. I think it's, for me, it's a show of no respect for this lady.
And also, we're seeing that on the other end, that this is the press briefing that was held a bit earlier on today, and the PEC insisting that it was Sihle Zikalala who, of course, requested to resign, that he wasn't pushed. They said that they refused to accept his resignation. But after some persuasion, they said, okay.
Yeah, certainly. I don't blame the outgoing premier. Who would stay in a position like that? You are not even part of the top five. You are not even part of the provincial executive, and yet you are a premier. This is what this lady who is going to be, this nominated lady, is going to be. It's a very embarrassing. For me, we do have women premiers in other provinces, but they've got authority and power, not this joke that we see here in KwaZulu-Natal.
But which one? Which one? Because if we look at ANC women premiers who have come in, how did all of them come in?
Well, I don't have the details, but I think they never came through the back door like this. I'm sure they were nominated through the branches, although, of course, there's a big question about branches themselves. But they came through the front door, through the branches, not to this thing that is happening in KwaZulu-Natal.
Okay. Maybe it's a bit different in the Free State. But anyway, there's also the question around the visit of the former president of the ANC, that is Thabo Mbeki, in the province. What do you make of that visit? Of course, the ANC says that they won't be sharing the details of the meeting, but the meeting is taking place, and the media is not invited to that meeting.
You mean the former president is here in KwaZulu-Natal right now?
Mm-hmm.
I think he is. He's very committed to, and is concerned about his former project, and is well aware that it is falling apart. The center doesn't hold, and I think he is really coming to talk sense to his comrades locally, perhaps to share some words of wisdom with them. You know, the way he sees things, probably that's why they don't want to divulge the details of what they are going to discuss. I think he's one of those people who are really perhaps very hurt about the state of the affairs of the African National Congress nationally.
Okay. No, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. That is political analyst Protest Madlala. I said that actually he's not in KZN, but it is the top five officials that are visiting him in his Johannesburg home. That is the former president, Thabo Mbeki. And they said that this is a first leg of many visits that will be undertaken by the newly elected leadership of the ANC. This historic move is aimed at seeking political wisdom to all elders of the movement as it has embarked on a journey towards renewal, rebuilding, and unity. Let's take your calls when you come back on 011-714-2006, your tweets at Aldrin St. Pierre, and your voice notes on 0614-104-107.